Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Las Cruces Public Schools Public Information Officer, Kelly Jamison, to talk to us about solutions for a shortage of substitute teachers in the district. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. How has the COVID pandemic affected the Las Cruces Public Schools?
Well, we are certainly not immune to a variety of repercussions from this pandemic. First and foremost, we've had to make a complete paradigm shift in the way that we are teaching and the way students are learning. And there's been an adverse effect in the number of teachers that we have in the classrooms, primarily seen in the number of substitute teachers that we have. Of course, our teachers are human, just like you and I. They have doctor's appointments. They have children at home. They have emergencies. And for a variety of reasons, they, of course, need to take off. They need to be out of the classroom. And they need to know that their students are taken care of should that need arise. What we saw as a result of the pandemic was our regular pool of approximately 1,000 substitutes literally was reduced to zero during the pandemic. When we were in remote learning, teachers were able to flex their schedules and take care of things outside of their regular school day, and there wasn't the need for a substitute. However, late last semester, when we made the shift back into the classroom, we found ourselves starting from ground zero in building that pool of substitutes back up. So we've had to get a little creative, and we feel like we've really addressed the need. We're still short, but we've created some plans that will hopefully address the pay inequities. And then we also needed to see about incentivizing the time that our teachers were using their planning periods to cover those vacancies that weren't filled by subs. And then, of course, there's some long-term solutions in there. It's a problem that we will probably always have, but with everything else, we're seeing some ebb and flow from that, and I think we're finally in a place where we've addressed how to fix that problem.
And what are some of these solutions that you said compensating teachers for their planning period, maybe adding more pay? Give me some more solutions.
Well, effective immediately, we are compensating teachers who volunteer to use that planning period. If they're volunteering to use their planning period during the day, then that means that they're using after hours outside of their regular workday to do their planning. They're using that time to cover classes where the sub is needed. So that has been in effect immediately, and that rate varies between middle and high school teachers. They're compensated $60 at the middle school level because they do approximately 80 minutes of work. At the high school level, it's $33.75 because that's at approximately 45-minute rate. We've also decided to immediately up the current rate for substitute teachers from $100 a day to $150 a day on Mondays and Fridays. And that was done because Mondays and Fridays are traditionally the days that we see an increased need for substitutes. Either teachers are taking a long weekend or for whatever reason in their families, they've needed Mondays or Fridays. So incentivizing those 2 days has really proved effective in the number of jobs that are being picked up by substitutes. And we're also engaging in our licensed central office staff to cover those classes. What we've seen is those licensed teachers that are here in central office that have regular full-time collateral duties, if they can be pulled away temporarily for a day to cover a sub shortage or to fill a need for a teacher that is out, we can utilize them in a different capacity. And of course, you'll find with just about every teacher, if there's a need to be filled, they're going to volunteer to fill it. So that was another solution that we found to those acute immediate absences.
So there's also shortages of permanent teachers. What has caused that? The pandemic, or is there a lack of interest?
You know, I don't think that teaching as a profession is any different from other traditional careers that are seeing a lack of interest. I know in our community, as well as nationwide, we're seeing a shortage of police officers. There's a shortage of firefighters and EMTs, and the area of teaching is no different. And it's a combination of things. It's a combination of a lack of compensation. We've certainly tried to be competitive in that respect. We are getting there. We are not quite as competitive as our neighbors when it comes to compensation. And then professional development opportunities. Las Cruces Public Schools has tried to stay competitive when it comes to professional development. But amid a pandemic, when there is the lack of in-person ongoing education, it provides opportunities to daydream. And people have shifted their entire career focus during the pandemic. We have addressed that situation, again, in a variety of ways. We were so fortunate to have the leadership of Dr. Karen Trujillo, our late superintendent, who was tragically taken from us entirely too soon. But her work continues in this district to this day. She was very instrumental with Educators Rising, which is a program at New Mexico State and actually across the state of New Mexico that identifies and incentivizes teachers who are seeking bachelor's degrees. It pairs them with mentorship opportunities, and it provides a pipeline to the classroom, especially for high-risk areas. And Las Cruces Public Schools has their own share of high-risk or high critical needs areas. We've seen it in our community schools with MacArthur Elementary, with Alameda Elementary, Valley View, where the poverty level is at 100% in those schools. We needed an opportunity to find teachers that wanted to be in Las Cruces Public Schools and provide a pathway to get them here. So we're hopeful that by incentivizing the career, by utilizing those programs at the university level, we can make teaching attractive again and get those teachers engaged in classrooms where they're needed.
And do you think that you have to start at the high school level to bring interest in becoming a teacher?
That's a very good observation. And Educators Rising has expanded to start a grassroots opportunity for future teachers at the high school levels. And again, it connects that pathway from the high school level to opportunities at the university level across the state of New Mexico, and then keeps that channel going into the classroom. But it's been a very successful model for teachers who otherwise would have just walked into a university setting on the first day and said, I want to be a teacher. Instead, it's identifying those who are interested early on in the process and giving them the tools and the resources needed to become a teacher.
How has teaching changed with the pandemic? There's more remote learning as well?
Absolutely. Again, if there's anything that we learned during the pandemic, it's that kids learn differently. And of course, that's something that teachers have identified for a long time. But some students that might otherwise be a little withdrawn and shy in a classroom setting are thriving in remote environments. We've learned that our virtual learning academy, which until this year had been primarily a way for students to either do credit recovery or get ahead. It was a very popular program with our student athletes who maybe in tennis were doing some traveling or some different opportunities outside of school. They were able to access an online education to their advantage. During the pandemic, and of course we're still in it, we have seen an exponential spike in the number of students and families who are interested in a permanent virtual learning environment. Before pandemic, our VLA numbers were at about 40, and now we're seeing more than 600 students enrolled in full-time virtual school. And that's exciting because it shows that we can identify a need and we can fill it. Of course, the challenge has been technology, and Las Cruces Public Schools was fortunate just by chance. We had put in a large order for devices pre-pandemic. Of course, there was no way to predict that we would be in a completely virtual environment. However, that just very fortunate opportunity to put that order in resulted in a lot of devices before supply channels were strained, supply lines were inundated with orders from across the country. So we got those devices in. We were so fortunate to pair resources with the City of Las Cruces, who provided internet stipends to families, because, as you know, a device is worthless without an internet connection to that device. So that need was addressed early on, and through devices that we were able to purchase, and then emergency broadband benefits through community partnerships like the city and the state, and then at-home devices that already existed pre-pandemic, we were able to virtually close that digital divide and ensure a one-to-one ratio for our students in Las Cruces Public Schools. That has made digital learning successful to this day.
Are there other solutions that the district has come up with in order to fill these shortages of substitute teachers and permanent teachers?
Interestingly enough, I think, I hope I'm not alone, but pre-pandemic, I had never heard of Zoom. And since we have all shifted to intermittent remote environments, Zoom has become a very useful tool for LCPS in that we can host ongoing job fairs. We can schedule interviews with people through Zoom. It's opened our opportunities to potential teachers outside of Las Cruces. Maybe teachers in another part of the country are looking to relocate, and travel into Las Cruces for a job interview is very cumbersome and expensive. And Zoom has enabled us to open that door to interviews literally any day of the week. And so we've been hosting ongoing virtual substitute job fairs. You can contact Las Cruces Public Schools if you would like to schedule an appointment. And we've also changed the way that we have done recruiting because of Zoom. So thanks to that extra tool, we're able to expand outside of our community and look for potential educators who might want to relocate.
And who can they schedule a Zoom interview with?
That can be done with Jesse Perio, Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Perio, P-A-R-E-O, and his email address is jperio, J-P-A-R-E-O, at lcps.net. And you can drop him a line and schedule a Zoom interview at any time.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about this very important subject, about a shortage of substitute teachers and permanent teachers, and to see that Las Cruces Public Schools has solutions for this and will continue to have solutions. Again, thank you. Kelly Jameson, Public Information Officer for Las Cruces Public Schools.
Thank you.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.